Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
The Zioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
All right, we are live from the Republican National Convention here in Milwaukee. And I got to tell you, there's a lot of developments, breaking news. The VP pick will be announced during the show today. Welcome to the show. Glad you're here. 855-839-1210 is the number on Twitter at Rich Zioli. We are streaming live on YouTube as well, so watch on our Talk Radio 1210 WPHD YouTube feed. I got to tell you, it's been a great day so far. I had the honor this morning of addressing the Pennsylvania delegation, and C-SPAN carried it live, carried my speech live, my first national address. Look at that, huh? My first national address this morning. There's a lot of discussion about the VP pick, number one. The other thing, too, of course, is Judge Eileen Cannon today throwing out the classified documents case and saying that Jack Smith's appointment was unconstitutional. He's out. Now, if that ruling stands, that would be great for justice. Absolutely. And, of course, we're all reacting to the assassination attempt against former president and future president Donald Trump. And right off the bat, I want to tell you two things on that. Number one, and this is what I said to Fox News the other night at 3:40 a.m. That's the new prime time. You know, forget 6 p.m., 7 p.m., 9 p.m. Okay, Trump just posted on Truth Social that he's picked his vice president. He has not said who that person is, though, has he? He has. Okay, so
yeah, it's
let's see
it's
right
a,
now.
It's Vance.
Okay,
hold
hang on.
On.
Thank
Stand
you.
By.
Thank you. I got it.
Yeah,
hang
Rich,
on.
I just send it to your email.
Thank you very much. Okay, I got it right here. So after lengthy deliberation and thought, and considering the tremendous talents of many others, I've decided that the person best suited to assume the position of Vice President of the United States is Senator J.D. Vance of the great state of Ohio. J.D. honorably served our country in the Marine Corps, graduated from Ohio State University in 2 years, summa cum laude, and is a Yale Law School graduate, where he was the editor of the Yale Law Journal and president of the Yale Law Veterans Association. J.D.'s book, Hillbilly Elegy, became a major bestseller and movie, as is championed. It championed hardworking men and women of our country. JD has had a very successful business career in technology and finance, and now, during the campaign, will be strongly focused on the people he fought so brilliantly for, the American workers and farmers in Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Ohio, Minnesota, and far beyond. So that's the breaking news right now. Former President and future President Donald Trump choosing J.D. Vance, Senator J.D. Vance of Ohio, as his running mate. So that's the breaking news there. Great pick, I think. Outstanding pick. There were some rumors that it was going to be Nikki Haley a few moments ago. I was hearing that, I mean, literally like 2 minutes before showtime. But I'm glad it's not. I'm just going to say that for the record. I'm glad it's not. And I'm really glad that it's J.D. Vance. I think he brings a lot to the table. Number one, he's young. He's incredibly articulate. He's a fighter. J.D. Vance goes out there and he fights hard. The other thing, too, is Ohio, Rust Belt. He gets it. He understands the movement. He understands America first. Now, yeah, he was critical of Trump in the past, but who cares? I mean, many people were, and they're completely on Trump's team now. J.D. Vance is one of those people completely on Trump's team. I also think, too, as this comes out, you're going to see a lot of people who are saying, hey, this is great. I kind of thought it was going to be J.D. Vance because earlier today there was a video of him leaving his home and he had a huge motorcade. And they were Maryland license plates on the big black Suburban. So that's Secret Service. And they were whisking him to come to the airport to then fly to Wisconsin, to the convention. So that's the breaking news. J.D. Vance, react to it. What do you think? Good pick? 855-839-1210. You can tweet me on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. Let me know your thoughts. If you like the pick, let's talk about it. Everything's changed since Saturday in Butler. Everything has changed. Everything about the election has changed. So the two thoughts. Number one, I think Trump is going to win an even bigger landslide now than pre-Saturday. He was already going to win, in my opinion, a landslide. But I think this is going to catapult him. There's some interesting numbers around presidential approvals in the past. So when President Ronald Reagan was shot, for example, in March 25th, 1981, his approval rating, or prior to that, excuse me, was 51%, and it got as high as 73% March 31st. So he was shot a couple months before that. Gallup had him at 51, and then by March he was at 73%. Of course, he would go on to win in one of the, at the time, the biggest landslide in American political history. I think Trump is on par for that, too. Remember, prior to the shooting in Butler, prior to the assassination attempt of former President Trump, he was on track for a landslide. David Axelrod was saying that, everybody else. Now, the second thing, and this is the other key point, there's a story today that the vampiric one, Nancy Pelosi, is working the phones to try to replace Joe Biden. I don't think Biden's going anywhere anymore. I did on Friday. As you know, we talked about it. DeSantis and I had a bet. We talked about it. I don't think he's going anywhere anymore, and the reason why is because I don't think there's a Democrat that wants to lose to Donald Trump. And let's face it, there's nobody who can beat him. Glenn Youngkin doesn't beat him. Gretchen Whitmer doesn't beat him. His royal ruggedness, King Philip the Unaccountable, does not beat him. Nobody beats him. I don't know. Maybe Michelle Obama would be a good fight, but she doesn't want to do it. So I don't see Biden going anywhere. I don't think there's anyone who wants to take his place. So even though on Friday I was saying we got to get out there and say stop the swap, and we all have to be cognizant of this, and they want him out, and they want him gone, I don't think he goes anywhere now. And I think Democrats are resigned to the fact that he's going to lose. His Oval Office address last night, where he was trying so hard not to say make America great again, and we have the audio of that, we'll play it for you, but I think they're stuck. I think they're stuck and they're going to lose, and they're resigned to the fact they're going to lose, and Trump's going to be president for four more years, which is great for America and should make everybody happy. Trump Vance 2024. Again, the breaking news, he's picked Ohio Senator J.D. Vance as his running mate. Amazing stuff. Amazing stuff that just came out right as we came to air today at 3 o'clock. And thanks, Dan, for sending me that. I appreciate it. It's a big deal, obviously, and Donald Trump posting that on Truth Social. After lengthy deliberations and thought, I have decided to choose Senator J.D. Vance of the great state of Ohio. It was kind of the former president to wait till we got on the air. I appreciate that. It was an old appreciate that. I'm grateful. Now, the other thing about the assassination attempt is that the rhetoric. You're hearing a lot about both sides need to tone down the rhetoric. As we speak right now, there are marches going on here in Milwaukee of people chanting, no KKK, no fascist America, no Trump. Loud, angry, lefty protesters. And so that's the point I want to make, which is this. it's not both sides that need to tone down the rhetoric. You know, I was on Fox News the other night, and the fill-in host asked me, she's like, what are we going to do about the rhetoric on both sides? I said, it's not both sides. It's the left. It's the left who's been calling Trump Hitler and saying he's going to destroy democracy. It's the left who's been doing this. We've been talking about Biden's cognitive decline and Biden's failure to secure the border, Biden's inability to get an economy moving with stagflation and inflation and everything else. Those are policy issues. Or the questions about Joe Biden's mental fitness, which I should point out to you, Democrats have been saying those things. John Stewart the other day said Joe Biden couldn't work as a checkout guy at Home Depot. So I've been saying what Democrats have been saying when it comes to Joe Biden. There's nothing vitriolic about that, but the left has been saying he's Hitler, and the left has been saying he's going to destroy democracy. Joe Scarborough was yanked off the air today on MSNBC. There's a montage. I have no interest in playing it because he's so annoying. Of just Joe Scarborough for 5 minutes calling Trump a racist and saying he's like Hitler and he's going to destroy democracy. We don't know yet what motivated the potential would-be assassin on Saturday in Butler. But what we do know is this. It's likely, possible, this guy thought he was saving democracy by trying to assassinate Trump. That's the point. When the left keeps ratcheting up this rhetoric of you got to stop this man, he's Hitler, he's a monster. There's an actress on a show called Orange is the New Black who posted a lengthy tirade. This is pre-shooting now, going on about how if you could have taken out Hitler in 1940, you would have. So take him out, Mr. President, take him out, and going on and screaming and demanding that Joe Biden take out Donald Trump. That's what I'm talking about. These people have equated him as being Hitler, as being the end of democracy, the end of times. And so for that reason, if you do get a nutcase who thinks he's on some sort of a mission to save the United States of America or save the world, I don't know. But again, we don't know the exact motivations of the shooter. We hope to find him. The FBI is investigating. Good luck figuring that out. The other thing is there's still so many questions around that assassination attempt. How that guy was able to scale the roof. And we have audio for you of people in the crowd saying, there's a guy on the roof, there's a guy on the roof, trying to point to law enforcement to let them know there's a guy on the roof. And that's insane to me that in the year 2024, somebody could climb a roof of a building at a presidential event. Remember, Trump isn't just a candidate. He's a former president of the United States of America. The fact that somebody could climb a roof like that and then get shots off at a presidential rally is completely unheard of. I never could have thought that would happen. So there's so many questions around the Secret Service, the DEI hires, watching some of those agents up there and thinking to myself, none of them should be up there. They're not big enough to even block him. They're not big enough to even take a shot for him. He's a big guy, and you need other big guys. And that's not what you saw on that stage in Butler. And how somebody with a rifle can scale a roof and have enough time on that roof to be able to position himself and take those shots at the former president of the United States of America until the Secret Service was able to blow the guy's head off. I mean, how does that happen? So all these questions persist. And I know there's a lot of people who are wondering, what about Trump's safety going forward? I hope he has a food taster. I mean that sincerely. I really do. There were people who were saying for a while that there was going to be an assassination attempt on Trump's life. They were saying it because they don't know how else to stop this guy. And sure enough, there's an assassination attempt on Trump's life. To think that that could happen, that somebody could penetrate that perimeter like that with a rifle, climb a roof, and have enough time to position themselves up there, that there weren't drones, there was not other sharpshooters on other roofs in that area, is mind-boggling. The other point of this, too, that I want to make is that here in Milwaukee, we are under intense security. It took us a long time to get through the security lines today, which is good. There's a tremendous police presence. I feel very safe, and everyone should feel very safe who's here. There's a ton of cops, local law enforcement, state law enforcement, and, of course, the feds are here, too. But there's a general sense of this is going to be a very, very secure convention, which is good. I mean, everybody needs to feel that way. But I saw Dan Scavino, who's Trump's media guy. He's been Trump's media guy for a long time. Scavino posted something on Truth Social earlier today saying that as they were leaving Butler and on the plane and then back at the hospital at Bedminster, Trump was trying to make everybody feel good and inspire them. And he said, this man is an incredibly inspirational leader. And he was very worried about all the people in his team who were there with him in Butler. And he wanted to make sure everybody was okay. Thank God he's okay. I mean, a couple couple centimeters, millimeters, and it would be an entirely different story. We'd be talking about the assassination of him. So thank God he's alive. And divine providence, no question about it, because he turned his head at just the right moment, and that bullet went and just grazed his ear. But look, it was something that is a terrible thing for our country, no question about it, but it's something that's going to help him achieve a landslide in November. And I'm not trying to politicize what happened. I'm just analyzing what happened and telling you what I think is going to occur as a result of it. Trump is going to win in an epic landslide this November. Trump and his newly announced running mate, J.D. Vance, who he announced just about 10 minutes ago right here at live. Well, he posted on Truth Social, but he's in Milwaukee, and they'll officially nominate him in a matter of probably an hour or so. And we'll bring that to you live when it happens. We'll tap into that so that you can hear it. But I think that he's going to outperform expectations. I think he's going to bring over people who are sympathetic to him. I think that moment where he raises his fist in the air after being shot is a clear message to everybody. Hey, listen, you know, we fight on. America fights. We don't give up. And they can try to stop me and they can try to stop you, but we're going to keep fighting. And his big thing has always been they're not trying to get to me. They're trying to get to you. I'm just standing in their way. But holding that fist up in the air like he did is a clear message to everybody. I'm going to fight. I'm fighting for you. And that's when he said, fight. You could see his mouth saying, fight, fight, fight. It is a fight. It's a battle to save this country. It is a battle for the Republic. And this whole idea of toning down the rhetoric, like I said, it's not both sides. It is the left. And the left is right out there on the streets in Milwaukee as we speak, screaming about fascism, screaming about the KKK. And there's so many clips we have today of people like that on the left who are saying these things. What have we been saying? We've been saying that Joe Biden can't do this job because he's cognitively declined. Same thing Democrats have been saying about him. We've been saying that Joe Biden has failed to secure the border. And as a result of that, he's losing black voters and he's losing Hispanic voters. Same thing the left's been saying about him. And we've been saying that Joe Biden has not been able to achieve the kind of economic success that Americans feel. Forget what numbers on spreadsheets say, the kind of economic success that Americans feel. Well, Democrats have been saying that too. The story today of Nancy Pelosi, the vampiric one, out there working the phones, trying to replace Joe Biden. They're still trying. I don't know who in their right mind would want to. I really don't. Because you're going to lose. You're going to lose badly to Donald Trump. I think they're cognizant of that fact. You know, if you're Gavin Newsom, you wait till 28. And then it's a fresh field. Trump can't run for another term. That'd be a third term. Can't do that. So it'd be a wide open race. You wait versus getting your know what handed to you in 2024 by Donald Trump, and then your political career is over, and then you're done after that. Even Kamala Harris has to be cognizant of that fact too. Now it's very possible she may not have a choice if something health wise happens to Joe Biden, but I don't think she's rooting for it anymore. I think Friday night, Saturday morning, Saturday afternoon, she certainly was. But as soon as those bullets were fired and Trump survived and put his fist in the air, that iconic photo of him holding his fist up with the American flag in the background. That's it. At that point, every Democrat's got to be thinking the same thing. This guy, it's over. He's winning. He's winning big in a landslide. Trump Vance 2024, his running mate, officially announced as Senator J.D. Vance of Ohio. 855-839-1210 is the number. Love to get your reaction. Give me your thoughts on this. And are you happy about Vance? Do you like that pick? You think it's going to be good? I do. I think it's a great pick. I was a little bit worried before the show. Maybe, possibly, it was going to wind up being Nikki Haley or somebody like that. There were a lot of rumors flying around the convention halls. There were a lot of that. But luckily, I think J.D. Vance is going to be great. And the other thing, too, is that the left is not going to be happy about this, but too bad. Too bad. David Axelrod and all the other people that have been trying to get a swap and try to get somebody else besides Joe Biden to be the candidate. Well, all that is over now because I don't think anybody wants to run against Trump. Now, RFK Jr. deserves Secret Service protection. He absolutely does. He should have it, no question about it. And Trump came out today and said Robert F. Kennedy Jr. should get Secret Service protection. J.D. Vance already has it because now he's officially Trump's running mate. Which, again, that tell for me today was that motorcade, watching the big black Suburbans and the police cars and everybody else taking him from his home. And about an hour ago or so, we started getting word that Trump had told Doug Burgum and Marco Rubio that they would not be the pick. So there we go. It's Trump Vance 2024 as we kick off the Republican National Convention here in Milwaukee. Got a lot of thoughts for you on all these different subjects and all these different thoughts. But again, Saturday changed everything. Saturday changed everything. Thank God Trump's okay. But everything prior to that, it's like a different political universe. Really is. Saturday changed everything. It changed the course of this race. It changed the course of this country. And so my prediction is Joe Biden will remain the candidate. I know as of Friday I was saying he wouldn't, but like I said, Saturday changed everything, so I'm predicting he will remain the candidate, and he's going to lose badly. It's going to be an epic disaster for Democrats this November. They can't save this. Trump's going to get a huge tick in sympathy, and just the fact that his strength, and you combat that with Joe Biden, you look at it, how Biden can barely get through a debate. I mean, even Bill Maher made the comment, you know, Biden struggles to get through a debate. Trump survives an assassination attempt and holds his fist high up in the air. You know, the symbolism of all this, you can't beat it. All right. So we've got a lot to talk about, a ton of audio, 855-839-1210. The big story of the hour, though, is Donald Trump has picked J.D. Vance to be his running mate. That big story brought to you by Dr. Mike Venaria, VenariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. VanariaDental.com, VenariaDental.com. We're live at the Republican National Convention. Coming right back.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
All right, welcome back. We are live in Milwaukee for the Republican National Convention. And breaking news, right as we came on air today, former and future President Donald Trump announcing he has chosen Ohio Senator J.D. Vance as his running mate. Welcome back. Glad you're here. 855-839-1210 on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. This is good. It's a good pick. We thought it was heading in that direction. We thought it was going that way by the end of last week. I didn't want to speculate, but it seemed by all accounts it made a lot of sense. Rubio, look, I mean, he's Florida. You run into the Electoral College problem in Florida. I also said he's a little too globalist for me. I don't know. You know, Nikki Haley, I never thought that was going to happen. No way. And she basically, I don't even know if she'd want it, because even though she's going to speak at the RNC, that doesn't mean she's aboard the Trump train, if you know what I mean. The other thing, too, a lot of people said Doug Burgum. I just kept saying, I don't know what Burgum brings him. I mean, he's going to win North Dakota anyway, and I don't know. I mean, it'd be great for the cabinet. That's what I said last week. I said, Burgum be good for the cabinet, but I don't see him being the running mate. I think Vance is good. First of all, his youth matters. He's a family guy. You're going to hear a lot about J.D. Vance in the next couple hours as this goes. But that's the breaking news, that Donald Trump has picked J.D. Vance as his running mate. It's officially now Trump-Vance 24. Trump Vance 24. Weigh in. Give me your thoughts. 855-839-1210 or on Twitter at Rich Zeoli if you want to weigh in. As for Biden, Democrats are stuck with him. No doubt about it. They're stuck with him. They can try to replace him, but he's not going anywhere. All right, here's what I wanna play for you right now. And this comes down to the question of how could something like this happen inside the United States of America? How could this happen? So first I'm going to play for you this clip. So cue up cut number three, Andrew, if you would. So the shooter was armed with a semi-automatic AR-15 and opened fire from the roof shed about 410 feet from the stage where Trump was speaking in Butler, PA. Now, according to reports, the gunman's location was outside of the security perimeter established by the Secret Service, despite the close proximity. Again, inexcusable. There's an investigation going on. Actually, Republicans were looking into the Secret Service prior to this happening because there were so many questions about the director, about all their DEI hires. I'll play for you a clip of a congressman on Fox News actually saying that he's got to wonder if some of these DEI hires caused some of the problems here that occurred. But let's start with this one. This is cut number three.
Look, they're all pointing.
The Atlantic, maybe the Pacific.
Yeah, someone's on top of the roof. Look. There he is right there. Right there, see him? He's laying down. See him?
Yeah, he's laying down.
And so I'm here with you fighting the cartel to get a sentence.
What's happening?
And to make sure we take back the
land.
Because if we do, we're
going to
make America better than
other people.
We're going to make it.
Yeah, look.
And
there he is.
Because we have millions and millions of people in our country that shouldn't be here. Dangerous people. Criminals. We have criminals.
He's on the roof. He's right.
We have people that should not be here.
Right on the roof.
It's much tougher than it is. It happened.
Right on the roof again.
How that happens in the United States of America, and all these people were yelling, he's on the roof, trying to alert law enforcement, trying to get something to happen. It's remarkable, and it really makes you wonder. It makes you wonder a lot of things. I have a million thoughts, and some of them are I'm still processing, probably like you, but I'm worried about Trump's safety going forward. I am. I'm worried about the deep state. I have lived long enough to say that nothing is out of the realm of possibility. Things that we used to say were conspiracy theories, I don't think can just be dismissed easily as being conspiracy theories anymore. I think that would be naive, absolutely naive. So I do worry about it. And I hope that this is a wake-up call. Assuming that this was nothing nefarious involved and this lone gunman was just able to get up there all by himself, all on his own, I hope it's a wake-up call for the U.S. Secret Service and for our government that they're not doing enough to keep this man safe. And if there's more to the story, I hope that comes out. I really do. I hope it comes out. I've seen a lot of movies, too, in my life. A lot of people inside jobs, bad actors, who knows? All I know is Trump came within less than 1 inch of losing his life. And he said to the New York Post, he said, I should be dead now. And I don't think that's lost on him, the fact that he's grateful to be alive today. He's grateful to be alive. This is a man outside the security perimeter who explained to the BBC that he saw the shooter before he fired and he warned the police. This man's very, very upset, as you can imagine. And I don't blame him. Here, cut number four.
someone who was here. You weren't inside the event,
nope,
but you were just outside. Tell us what you saw and why.
So we had a party here all day. You can see behind us the Brinkles Farming Greenhouse here. We had a party. And we all decided, hey, you know, when we hear Trump up there, we're going to walk up through the field, stand by the trees out there under the shade, and watch the rain, listen to the rally, right? We couldn't see him, but we could hear him. So we walked up, and probably 5 to 7 minutes of Trump speaking, I'm estimating here, I have no idea, you know, but we noticed a guy crawling, bear crawling up the roof of the building beside us, 50 feet away from us. So we're standing there, and, you know, we're pointing at the guy crawling up the roof.
And he had a gun, right?
He had a rifle.
A rifle.
We could clearly see him with a rifle, absolutely. We're pointing at him. The police are down there running around on the ground. We're like, hey, man, there's a guy on the roof with a rifle. And the police were like, huh, what? You know, like they didn't know what was going on. You know, we're like, hey, right here on the roof. We can see him from right here. We see him. You know, he's crawling. And next thing you know, I'm thinking to myself, why is Trump still speaking? Why have they not pulled him off the stage? I'm standing there pointing at him for, you know, 2 or 3 minutes. Secret Service is looking at us from the top of the barn. I'm pointing at that roof, just standing there like this. And next thing you know, 5 shots rang out.
So you're certain that the shots came from that guy on the roof?
100%. 100%.
All right, thank you very much. So that's what I'm talking about. That's how does this happen in the United States of America? How can something like this occur in the year 2024? This isn't 1963 anymore. With all the technology we have, with the drones and with the ability to monitor the skies, and this guy was able to get on the roof and to fire the shots too. It's just absolutely, it's incomprehensible. That's why I'm very, very concerned about the level of the ability of the United States Secret Service and the government to keep this man safe, or their interest in. I don't mean the individual agents, but I mean just Biden's administration. Are they concerned about keeping him safe? Because they apparently now, there's reports that they pulled security off of his detail to send more to the First Lady's event in Pittsburgh. There's also reports that the Secret Service turned down requests for additional agents. I don't know. I mean, all this stuff is going to come out because the House Republicans are going to investigate all of it. And they're going to ask all these questions. And they should ask these questions. CBS's Robert Costa reports that Dems are trying to replace Biden, who were trying to replace Biden. They're now standing down. I think there's a general sense that it's over. Trump Vance, they win. And they win big. And J.D. Vance will be the next vice president of the United States of America. Donald Trump is going to sweep into re-election. And I think the Democrats, who as of Friday afternoon, Saturday morning, were trying to replace Joe Biden. And look, I've told you before, you know, when I make a political prediction about something, I have to make sure that I have all the facts. And then when circumstances change, you reevaluate. So Friday, as I went off the air at 7 o'clock, I said it won't be Joe Biden, mark my words. Now I'm saying it's going to be Joe Biden because they can't replace him because nobody is going to want to get on that stage, face off against Donald Trump, and get their absolute you-know-what handed to them by this guy, by this ticket, this team. So they're stuck with Biden now. They're stuck with Biden. I don't see another alternative for them, barring something happening to Biden's health. But even then, it doesn't matter because Kamala Harris isn't going to win. So the only other chance would be Kamala Harris, possibly if something happens to Joe Biden. I'm not hoping for that, obviously. I hope Joe Biden is the candidate, and I hope Joe Biden loses badly on election night. And I hope we have an early night so we can all go home. And Biden can retire and go enjoy the millions of dollars he's made corruptly from Ukraine and China and Romania and Moscow and everywhere else. But here's CBS's Robert Costa. Dems are now trying to replace Biden, are now standing down. Cut number 20.
At this point, Margaret, we don't know. The other thing, the other element of all this, of course, is his own political future. As we've reported, just an hour before this incident, before the president was going to his Saturday night mass in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, just before the former president was shot in Pennsylvania, he was in the midst of what's been described to us as a defensive, angry call, mm-hmm. with dozens of House Democratic lawmakers raising concerns about his political prospects. He was defensive, we're told, in that conversation. And while the conversation about his future may be suspended for now, in the words of one lawmaker, it may resume again if he, quote, has another episode.
Though Margaret, I've been speaking Go ahead. We just have to wrap quickly.
Yeah, very quickly. I've been speaking with some top Democrats. They believe that those Democrats who have the concerns about President Biden are now standing down politically, will back President Biden because of this fragile political moment. All of that talk about the debate faded almost instantly among my top Democratic sources as this unfolded. Say it's time for the country to stick together, and that means Democrats sticking together as well.
Yeah, it's because they're going to lose, and they are resigned to losing, and they know that what's even worse for them is that if they don't play this right, they could lose a lot of seats in the House and the Senate as well. So what I think is going to happen is you're going to see them focus on Congress. They're going to shift their money towards Congress. They're going to shift their money towards trying to win the House and save the Senate. Well, I think you're going to lose both. I do. I think it's going to be a Republican sweep all around. But that's what they're going to try to focus on. Money is not unlimited. You know, it's got a finite number here. They'll raise whatever they have to, but they're going to put that money into defending the House and the Senate and trying to keep control of at least one of those chambers so that they can stop Trump legislatively. They're going to write off Biden at this point. It's over. They can say they're riding with Biden, but they're writing off Biden at this moment. It's done. They're just accepting the political reality and hoping that they can save the Senate and hoping that maybe they can pick up the House, which they're not going to be able to do, but that's what they're going to try to do. So that's what the shift is occurring. And they're stuck. Saturday changed everything. It changed the course of this race. It changed the course of American history, too. My kids are going to learn about that photograph. My kids, your kids, your grandkids are going to see that moment. That moment of Trump holding his fist high in the air, that moment is going to go down as one of the most iconic moments in American history, without question, as we are live here today at the Republican National Convention. Again, if you're just joining me, former president and future president Donald Trump choosing Senator J.D. Vance of Ohio as his running mate. J.D. Vance as his running mate, and I think it's a great pick. I really do. I'm excited for J.D. Vance. We'll give you some details about J.D. Vance as soon as we get back from the break. But I want to play another clip for you. This is Bill Maher. This is what Bill Maher said after the shooting, the assassination attempt on Donald Trump. And again, I think if you ask Bill Maher deep down inside, he's already said it publicly, it's going to be a landslide for Trump. But just look at it. Cut 19.
It's going to work for you. I can see the memes now. The man a little towards who killed. Biden can't go through the maiden. A bullet pins on Donald Trump. It almost doesn't matter who the Democrats put up now. So, look, today it was traumatic. It should be. We should feel that.
All right, thanks, Andrew. That's good. Thank you. Thanks. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. And remember something, too. When these moments of in politics happen, when these moments occur, where you've got somebody like Donald Trump in this moment, who's a guy who now is going to look incredibly not only sympathetic to a lot of people who didn't like him, but either way, even people like Bill Maher have to acknowledge his strength, his courage, his conviction, his ability to get back up after being shot down. So this race has changed forever. I think it's a landslide. Trump Vance 2024. Democrats are stuck with Biden, and that's where we are. The only question remains, of course, is can they keep Trump safe? And I mean that sincerely. I'm not just saying that. I mean that. Can we keep Trump safe? And how much of this DEI crap led to the response on Saturday? How much of that? This is a CBS News report. Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle, who was prior to this protecting Pepsi products, Frito-Lay chips. That's where she came from. She was a Pepsi. And now she's the head of the United States Secret Service. Well, she had a big goal here, a big goal with her DEI priorities. Let's take a listen to Cut 15.
To expand hiring, they're aiming to have 30% women recruits by 2030 and even allowed YouTube influencer Michelle Carre to train with agents.
But I'm very conscious as I sit in this chair now of making sure that we need to attract diverse candidates and ensure that we are developing and giving opportunities to everybody in our workforce, and particularly women.
That workforce will be pivotal for the 2024 campaign season, which for the first time includes a former president who already has lifetime protection.
President Trump.
Agents were there when Donald Trump was arraigned in New York.
We were able to work out the details ahead of time of how that particular day was going to go, but we will always ensure the safety of all of our protectees that we have.
The service has a zero-fail mission. A mission officers are training to uphold, pretending this field is the most famous address in America.
Why are they focused on a diverse workforce? Why not focus on getting the best possible agents who can make sure that President Trump and President Biden are safe? Why are they worried about diversity and diversity hiring? That should not be the priority. The priority should be getting the best agents. Getting the best. But, of course, this is where the left goes off the rails with their DEI stuff. And, yeah, there are actually complications to that. No question about it. There's no question about that. You can't distinguish the two. And I'm not saying women. I mean, there's plenty of roles for women. But you put a woman who's 5'6" next to a guy like Donald Trump who's 6'4", how is she going to be able to take a bullet for him? That's just common sense. I wouldn't put me next to Donald Trump. I'm a man, but I'm not. I mean, I'm 5'7", but still with shoes on. But I shouldn't be on that stage next to him either. This is insane. This is stop. We're going to have DEI for like shorter Italians to be able to guard presidents who are 6'5", 6'4"? And then I'm going to do what if a gun fires? It's going to go right over my head. So this is stupid. And some of those agents couldn't even lift him. I mean, he's a big guy. And they couldn't even lift him to carry him off the stage if they needed to be able to carry him. And then that one agent who couldn't even get the gun back in her holster? I mean, come on. You know, there's other roles here, but not protecting a 6'4" president of the United States of America in that moment where you got to drag him off. That's just common sense. Come on. J.D. Vance is the pick. He is the vice presidential candidate. He'll be officially nominated by the convention in a short time. Trump Vance 2024. When we get back, we'll give you some details about Senator J.D. Vance. Your thoughts. Do you like him? Do you like the pick? 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Listen, when it comes to your home, you know how much I trust Emmons. I trust the team at Emmons, and I've trusted them for 7 years now with two different homes. The home we were living in before and our new home now. I love the great work of Emmons because they're honest and they do incredible work with integrity. So, when it comes to your home will not only look stunning from the curb, but will also be energy efficient, secure, and ready to withstand the elements. With Emmons, you know you're getting top quality materials and the finest craftsmanship in the area. Whether it's a durable, lifetime warranted Owens Corning roof that stands up to severe weather, siding that keeps your home insulated and looking sharp, or new windows that blend functionality with style, Emmons has you covered. And because Stephanie and Matt, my great friends, know times are tough, they're offering each and every one of my listeners an inflation relief discount of 10% off. That's right, 10% off siding, Anderson window replacement, doors, roofing, and more. So don't wait. Call Emmons today at 856-885-6677 or check out their website at emmonsroofing.com. Upgrade your home with confidence today with Emmons Roofing and Siding. And tell them I sent you.
Thanks for listening to the Zeoli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
The big breaking news today is that former President Donald Trump has selected Ohio Senator J.D. Vance to be his running mate. J.D. Vance is a pro-life Catholic, and Trump Vance 2024 is the ticket. So let me give you some details about J.D. Vance. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Let me give you some details about him. He's an Ohio native. His parents divorced when he was a toddler. He was primarily raised by his grandparents. After graduating high school, J.D. Vance enlisted in the United States Marine Corps, serving as a combat correspondent in the Iraq War. He received his bachelor's degree from Ohio State University, where he graduated summa cum laude. Following graduation, he worked for a Republican state senator. He attended Yale Law School, graduating in 2013 and serving as an editor of the Yale Law Journal. In 2016, his book Hillbilly Elegy, a memoir of a family and culture in crisis, became a New York Times best-selling book and eventually became the subject of an Academy Award-nominated film. He also co-founded Narya Capital with Peter Thiel, and who's a billionaire venture capitalist and the PayPal co-founder, Peter Thiel, Eric Schmidt, former Google CEO, and Mark Anderson, billionaire investor. In 2022, he defeated Democrat Ohio Congressman Tim Ryan 53-47 to win a U.S. Senate seat. And I remember that race very, very, very clearly. And Ryan was the favorite to win. He was considered to be a blue-collar Democrat, a blue-dog Democrat. He really wasn't, but... And J.D. Vance did not hide the fact that he was pro-life. Not at all. Not in the least. He owned it. And J.D. Vance wound up winning that race. So Ohio is a must-win state. At that point, it was still considered to be a purple state. And it's a state that used to say whoever won Ohio would win the White House. He's got three kids, Evan, Vivek, and Maribel. Those are J.D. Vance's children. And the Ohio senator and his wife is a beautiful wife. There you go. He's now going to be the vice president of the United States of America, because I'm convinced he's going to win. So he said, 11 years ago, I brought my new girlfriend to the Ohio State Fair. We came back today with three kids in tow, and I got to judge the rib competition. That's what he said when he was there. What an awesome birthday, he wrote, alongside a picture he posted on Instagram of his family at the Ohio State Fair. So his son, Ewan, is 8 years old, and the Vivek is six, and that is his wife is Usha, is his wife's name, Usha. So Vance and Usha, they welcomed their second child in February of 2020. So 4 years old. I was six. I got the numbers wrong here. 4 years old. And they said that, and then Mirabelle is two. She was welcomed in 2021. So I guess it would be three now. The article's a little bit old from People. Their child daughter Mirabelle in December of 2021. And they posted, we were blessed with an early Christmas present this year. Everyone, please meet Mirabelle Rose Vance, our first girl mama and baby, both doing great. We're feeling very grateful this Christmas season. So there you go. There'll be a lot that we're going to learn about J.D. Vance and his family. No question about it. His wife, Usha, cool name, right? Usha Vance. She's a. We're gonna give you some more details about that. But now there's a lot. They met at Yale Law School. She's an attorney. She's a successful attorney, and she's been helping him with his political rise ever since. The wife of Senator J.D. Vance of Ohio certainly has the credentials. She's a corporate litigator at a prestigious San Francisco law firm. She's clerked for Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh when he was an appeals court judge, and earned degrees from Yale and Cambridge. That's right. And she's a daughter of Indian immigrants. Usha Chilakuri grew up in a San Diego suburb. Friends from her childhood and adolescence described her as a leader and a bookworm. Brainy, ambitious, and pragmatic, she moved from an extracurricular studied 4 years at Yale to a Gates Fellowship at Cambridge, where she moved in mostly liberal and left-wing circles. As of 2014, she was a registered Democrat. She and Mr. Vance met at Yale Law School, and the pair were married in Kentucky in 2014 and blessed by a Hindu pundit in a separate ceremony. Ms. Vance has played a quiet but significant role in her husband's rise. At Yale, she helped J.D. Vance organize his ideas about social decline in rural white America, which formed the basis of his breakout memoir, Hillbilly Elegy, which was, of course, adapted into a film by Ron Howard. And she made rare but well-choreographed appearances with Mr. Vance as he sought the Ohio Senate seat, including a Newsmax interview in which she seemed to contradict claims that her husband had taken on populist messages in order to succeed politically. In an interview with Fox and Friends last month, Ms. Vance, who mostly stays out of the spotlight, sounded a note of ambivalence about the prospect of her husband running for the second highest office in the country. She said, "I'm not raring to change anything about our lives right now, but I believe in JD and I really love him, so we'll just sort of see what happens with our life." They have three children. Mrs. Vance's work puts her in an awkward contrast with her husband's political persona. But there you go. So we'll have a lot more about this for you as the show unfolds today. He, of course, now the breaking news is Donald Trump's running mate. It is Trump Vance 24, Trump Vance 2024. J.D. Vance, young guy, young family, young children. Look, I think that matters. I really do. I think having a wife who's a daughter of Indian immigrants matters. You want to talk about that? I think that that matters too. And I think that them having three kids, you can say they're mixed race children. The media won't give them credit for that. And we look at people as people. But hey, no doubt about it. It's certainly unique on the political stage. I don't know if we've ever had a vice presidential candidate in the Republican Party who's had children with a wife who's an immigrant. I just don't know. I know Jeb Bush, his wife was an immigrant, but Jeb didn't get the nomination. So we'll see. But I think him having young kids, three young children, will matter a lot. I think it's a beautiful family picture. And there's a lot of young families out there who are worried about their children and their future in this country. So I think those things matter as well. All right, 855-839-1210 on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. And yes, the question is, does he shore up the pro-life vote for now for Donald Trump? Well, look, I think Trump is certainly somebody who has said that he's pro-life personally. We can thank him for the Supreme Court appointments that led to the overturn of Roe v. Wade. Trump's cognizant, though, of the fact that we have to win. J.D. Vance is unabashedly pro-life. He doesn't hide from that fact. I think it's good. And I don't think the issue matters in this campaign as much as people think it does. I really don't. I really don't think so. I think what matters in this campaign is, what are you going to do for me? How are you going to make this country better? Today's theme at the Republican National Committee is to make America wealthy again. How do you restore that for so many people out there who are struggling? No question about it, those things matter. So Vance also can speak directly to the heart of the forgotten men and women of this country. That was the key to Trump's victory in 2016, was moving through the Rust Belt and convincing those voters that, hey, look, I'm with you. You know, the Democrats are about outsourcing your jobs. They're about corporate America. They're about corporate conglomerates and sending your jobs out to the globalists. I'm with you. We want to save those jobs and keep them right here in the United States of America. Again, those things matter. J.D. Vance gets that. He's going to be able to speak to that message. Having three young kids matters. It's a lot. I mean, I can identify with that. I have three young kids. It means a lot. It's very important. You want to talk about the age difference? He's the only candidate now in this race between Trump and Biden and Kamala Harris who's got young children, who's got young kids, and he can speak to that fact and what that means for them and why it matters, why everything they're doing matters for the sake of, yes, the children. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zioli. We continue live from the Republican National Convention. Trump Vance 2024. J.D. Vance announces his running mate. We got some great guests ahead for you. We got an ever-changing show. There's protests going on in downtown Milwaukee. Protesters chanting, stop fascism and KKK. The lunatics are out there because they did not get the memo to turn down the rhetoric, nor will they ever turn down the rhetoric. But remember, it's not both sides that need to turn down the rhetoric. It is the left. The left needs to tone down their rhetoric. Straight ahead. We're coming right back.
Rich Zioli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more
Ritz, two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
The big breaking news today is that former President Donald Trump has selected Ohio Senator J.D. Vance to be his running mate. J.D. Vance is a pro-life Catholic, and Trump-Vance 2024 is the ticket. So let me give you some details about J.D. Vance. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Let me give you some details about him. He's an Ohio native. His parents divorced when he was a toddler. He was primarily raised by his grandparents. After graduating high school, J.D. Vance enlisted in the United States Marine Corps, serving as a combat correspondent in the Iraq War. He received his bachelor's degree from Ohio State University, where he graduated summa cum laude. Following graduation, he worked for a Republican state senator. He attended Yale Law School, graduating in 2013 and serving as an editor of the Yale Law Journal. In 2016, his book Hillbilly Elegy, a memoir of a family and culture in crisis, became a New York Times best-selling book and eventually became the subject of an Academy Award-nominated film. He also co-founded Narya Capital with Peter Thiel, and who's a billionaire venture capitalist and the PayPal co-founder, Peter Thiel, Eric Schmidt, former Google CEO, and Mark Anderson, billionaire investor. In 2022, he defeated Democrat Ohio Congressman Tim Ryan 53-47 to win a U.S. Senate seat. And I remember that race very, very, very clearly. And Ryan was the favorite to win. He was considered to be a blue-collar Democrat, a blue-dog Democrat. He really wasn't, but... And J.D. Vance did not hide the fact that he was pro-life. Not at all. Not in the least. He owned it. And J.D. Vance wound up winning that race. So Ohio is a must-win state. At that point, it was still considered to be a purple state. And it was it's a state that used to say whoever won Ohio would win the White House. He's got three kids, Evan, Vivek, and Maribel. Those are J.D. Vance's children. And the Ohio senator and his wife is a beautiful wife. There you go. He's now going to be the vice president of the United States of America, because I'm convinced he's going to win. So he said, 11 years ago, I brought my new girlfriend to the Ohio State Fair. We came back today with three kids in tow, and I got to judge the rib competition. That's what he said when he was there. What an awesome birthday, he wrote, alongside a picture he posted on Instagram of his family at the Ohio State Fair. So his son, Ewan, is 8 years old. And the Vivek is six, and that is his wife is Usha, is his wife's name, Usha. So Vance and Usha, they welcomed their second child in February of 2020. So I'm sorry, 4 years old. I was six. I got the numbers wrong here. 4 years old, and they said that, and then Mirabel is two. She was welcomed in 2021, so I guess it would be three now. The article is a little bit old from People. Their child daughter, Mirabel, in December of 2021. And they posted, "We were blessed with an early Christmas present this year. Everyone, please meet Mirabel Rose Vance, our first girl mama and baby, both doing great. We're feeling very grateful this Christmas season." So there you go. There'll be a lot that we're going to learn about J.D. Vance and his family. No question about it. His wife, Usha, cool name, right? Usha Vance. We're gonna give you some more details about that, but now there's a lot. They met at Yale Law School. She's an attorney. She's a successful attorney. And she's been helping him with his political rise ever since. The wife of Senator J.D. Vance of Ohio certainly has the credential. She's a corporate litigator at a prestigious San Francisco law firm. She's clerked for Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh when he was an appeals court judge and earned degrees from Yale and Cambridge. That's right. And she's a daughter of Indian immigrants. Usha Chilakuri grew up in a San Diego suburb. Friends from her childhood and adolescence described her as a leader and a bookworm. Brainy, ambitious, and pragmatic, she moved from an extracurricular studied 4 years at Yale to a Gates Fellowship at Cambridge, where she moved in mostly liberal and left-wing circles. As of 2014, she was a registered Democrat. She and Mr. Vance met at Yale Law School, and the pair were married in Kentucky in 2014 and blessed by a Hindu pundit in a separate ceremony. Ms. Vance has played a quiet but significant role in her husband's rise. At Yale, she helped J.D. Vance organize his ideas about social decline in rural white America, which formed the basis of his breakout memoir, Hillbilly Elegy, which was, of course, adapted into a film by Ron Howard. And she made rare but well-choreographed appearances with Mr. Vance as he sought the Ohio Senate seat, including a Newsmax interview in which she seemed to contradict claims that her husband had taken on populist messages in order to succeed politically. In an interview with Fox and Friends last month, Ms. Vance, who mostly stays out of the spotlight, sounded a note of ambivalence about the prospect of her husband running for the second highest office in the country. She said, "I'm not raring to change anything about our lives right now, but I believe in JD and I really love him, so we'll just sort of see what happens with our life." They have three children. Mrs. Vance's work puts her in an awkward contrast with her husband's political persona. But there you go. So we'll have a lot more about this for you as the show unfolds today. He, of course, now the breaking news is Donald Trump's running mate. It is Trump Vance 24, Trump Vance 2024. J.D. Vance, young guy, young family, young children. Look, I think that matters. I really do. I think having a wife who's a daughter of Indian immigrants matters. You want to talk about that? I think that that matters, too. And I think that them having three kids, you can say they're mixed-race children. The media won't give them credit for that, and we look at people as people. But, hey, no doubt about it, it's certainly unique on the political stage. I don't know if we've ever had a vice presidential candidate in the Republican Party who's had children with a wife who's an immigrant. I just don't know. I know Jeb Bush, his wife was an immigrant, but Jeb didn't get the nomination. So we'll see. But I think him having young kids, three young children, will matter a lot. I think it's a beautiful family picture. And there's a lot of young families out there who are worried about their children and their future in this country. So I think those things matter as well. All right, 855-839-1210 on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. And yes, the question is, does he shore up the pro-life vote for now for Donald Trump? Well, look, I think Trump is certainly somebody who has said that he's pro-life personally. We can thank him for the Supreme Court appointments that led to the overturn of Roe v. Wade. Trump's cognizant, though, of the fact that we have to win. J.D. Vance is unabashedly pro-life. He doesn't hide from that fact. I think it's good. And I don't think the issue matters in this campaign as much as people think it does. I really don't. I really don't think so. I think what matters in this campaign is, what are you going to do for me? How are you going to make this country better? Today's theme at the Republican National Committee is to make America wealthy again. How do you restore that for so many people out there who are struggling? No question about it, those things matter. So Vance also can speak directly to the heart of the forgotten men and women of this country. That was the key to Trump's victory in 2016, was moving through the Rust Belt and convincing those voters that, hey, look, I'm with you. You know, the Democrats are about outsourcing your jobs. They're about corporate America. They're about corporate conglomerates and sending your jobs out to the globalists. I'm with you. We want to save those jobs and keep them right here in the United States of America. Again, those things matter. J.D. Vance gets that. He's going to be able to speak to that message. Having three young kids matters. It's a lot. I mean, I can identify with that. I have three young kids. It means a lot. It's very important. You want to talk about the age difference? He's the only candidate now in this race between Trump and Biden and Kamala Harris who's got young children, who's got young kids, and he can speak to that fact and what that means for them and why it matters, why everything they're doing matters for the sake of, yes, the children. 855-839-1210 on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli, as we continue live from the Republican National Convention. Trump Vance 2024, J.D. Vance announces his running mate. We got some great guests ahead for you. We got an ever-changing show. There's protests going on in downtown Milwaukee. Protesters chanting, stop fascism and KKK. The lunatics are out there because they did not get the memo to turn down the rhetoric, nor will they ever turn down the rhetoric. But remember, it's not both sides that need to turn down the rhetoric. It is the left. The left needs to tone down their rhetoric. Straight ahead. We're coming right back.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7. Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I'm
know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.